The U.S. auto industry is still powering forward despite the pandemic. In fact, America is making about as many cars as normal. But it hasn't been a totally smooth road. Carmakers aren't just fighting to keep their plants safe, they're also fighting to keep them fully staffed. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports on a surprising labor shortage.
Jimmy Crawford has quite literally a bird's eye view of the U.S. auto industry.
We can just look at the number of cars in the parking lot, and we actually have separated out the parking lots into which parking lots are used by the employees and which parking lots are used for the cars as they're built.
Crawford is the CEO of a company called Orbital Insight. It crunches data, like satellite images and anonymized cell phone locations, to track all kinds of things, including how many people show up to work at auto plants. And this spring,
there was just nobody there. Really skeleton crews.
For weeks, America stopped making cars and trucks, but Americans didn't stop buying them. Sales went down some, but not as much as you'd expect. So now, dealerships are running low, and plants are working overtime to catch up with demand. One challenge is absenteeism. The word might bring to mind people playing hooky, but it also covers lots of good reasons people can't work, like not having childcare, or waiting for COVID-19 test results, or even being quarantined.
Based on the number of COVID quarantines that we've had, we've hired a little over 200 additional team members to support that quarantine absenteeism.
Emily Lauder is the vice president of administration at Toyota Mississippi, where about 2,000 non-union workers make the popular sedan, the Corolla. By late August, the plant had confirmed nearly 100 positive cases total. That meant that a lot of people had to be quarantined to keep their colleagues safe, which created gaps on the production line that haven't been easy to fill.
We have struggled somewhat finding, and really we don't call them temporary workers. We call them variable workforce.
Like several other plants, Toyota Mississippi is sending a few office workers to help with production. Some have factory experience, but not all.
We've even trained some people that previously did not have the shop floor experience to work in certain what we call freshman processes that are maybe a little bit easier.
For some plants, this is very unusual. One General Motors plant has done it over the union's strenuous objections. But Lauder says for Toyota, this isn't new. 20 years ago, she was in accounting and was trained to help build transmissions if the company was in a pinch. Even with all the uncertainty, the plant still hit its production targets for August. Still, this is obviously not plan A for how to build cars. Kristen Gichek is with the Center for Automotive Research.
Nobody wants to do this. This is not the optimal way to run production, to be running with salaried workers.
She says staffing shortages are partly because auto plant jobs can be difficult in the best of times, and particularly intimidating during a contagious pandemic.
It's a daunting prospect to go into a plant. I mean, there's 2,000 people on an assembly plant shift. And, you know, if you've been locked down and, you know, self-isolating, and the thought of going to work with 1,999 other people is a big challenge.
And while auto manufacturing used to pay very attractive wages, that's no longer automatically true for new hires. In some areas, they can make more money at other plants. Lauder says in northeastern Mississippi, Toyota is competing with furniture factories for manufacturing workers. She also says the plant will be announcing a raise this fall. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.